The development of a mobile app on your phone, all-encompassing mobile hub of information. There is a program through the state right now that allows smaller communities of populations 10,000 or less to kind of get a good deal on it, so the total project cost is $6,000. It's more or less screenshots of an existing application that Wapperton had done. Customize the homepage, get your own buttons, whichever ones you think are most applicable to your community. There's information on upcoming events which would piggyback off our existing Valley City calendar, different community groups, information about the schools, churches, shops. You can actually opt into push notifications in different categories of the push notifications. So if it's road closures due to construction or burst pipes or whatever, or if it's missing pets or sales or events, you can kind of opt into that sort of thing too. So basically, we think this would be a great opportunity for both residents and tourists to get information about Valley City. And then, Gwen, did you have anything to add?
The project needs to come through the city of Valley City because the cities are the ones that they had procured the grant for, and this is the group that is going to be doing the Living Local app. In order to do it, it has to go through the city. So that's why they are partnering. But that just added basically 4 to this group that we thought we've been having some meetings. Each person will have a designated person on there that would have access to update it. So you'd have Macy with the Parks and Rec and also the tourism. Then you would have Trinity with Barnes County Development Corp, Valley City. And then we would have Maria with the Chamber. Chamber was aware that in this case, they won't be able to do anything just specifically for members because of that, but they felt it was still a good enough asset for the community for all of us to be in partnership. But that's how we were able to get this at a lower cost for those 3 years. And then from there, $750 a year to maintain it after the 3 years, and those 3 entities would split that cost for that piece. Another part to that is we did apply for the $2,000 grant from the Cheyenne Community Foundation, and we did receive that.